All right, what can you do? Let's do some news.
Yeah. It's already 10 o'clock. I couldn't... It was
10 o'clock.
After 10 now.
10:30 now.
It's crazy. What happened to that?
Nothing. Believe me.
Your time management is off.
Always.
Anyway, in the paper today, they have 12 things you never wanted to know about sex, but probably should anyway. And I wanted to ask you one of the questions. I think you know most of this stuff. You can break your penis and all that. You know, they've got all information about that. But you're so sexually savvy. I know you know most of that stuff.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if you have an answer to the question, can you lose your virginity by using a tampon?
And the answer is, well, technically, yes. A woman can break her hymen using a tampon. If you're going to say that's losing your virginity... Not really. To me, virginity is when a guy does you.
That is the conventional wisdom at this point. They say you can stretch the hymen.
Yes.
But it won't be completely.
Fred stretched his hymen using a tampon. Don't ask how that happened.
So that is the answer there. Having sex for the first time is losing your virginity, not necessarily the shape.
How about that guy in The Godfather named Hyman Roth? Who would name the child Hyman?
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like you know what a hymen is.
Right.
It can't be easy being Hyman Roth. I wonder the guy became a master criminal.
That was years ago when the country was more innocent. You could get away with that.
He was destined to become a criminal. Yeah. And
name your kid Dickhead.
Number six.
Not a lot of guys named Dick anymore.
Questions you never wanted to know is, does circumcision lessen the fun of sex?
And the answer, well, you know, you see, there's no definite answer to that. First of all, as Fred said, for who, the woman or the man? I'm assuming you're talking about the man.
Well, the question usually would be about the man.
The medical answer is yes, because the foreskin has over 1,000 nerve endings that are all cut away.
Well, listen to this. Male circumcision, the most commonly performed surgery in the United States, removes 33% to 50% of the penile skin, as well as nearly all of the penile fine touch neuroreceptors.
So what does that tell you?
So all of the fine touch neuroreceptors.
And sex is still good. So you can imagine how good it feels for a guy uncircumcised.
But it really is the same as, you know, people are horrified by, clitoral circumcision of what it does to the pleasure of the woman. You should feel as appalled by what is being done to young boys.
I would, if I had a son, I would never get him circumcised.
Really?
Yeah, of course. I mean, what? You're born with a penis the way it, why would you cut it off? You're cutting off thousands of nerve endings. You know that had to have gotten started by some kooks who wanted to cut down on the pleasure of men so there wouldn't be rape. You know, they figured
well,
it's associated with that.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up because also they say right here, in the 12th century, a physician, Rabbi Moses Maimonides...
Yeah, another crackpot.
...advocated male circumcision for its ability to curb men's sexual appetite.
Exactly right. So,
I wonder if most rapists are uncircumcised. That's an interesting question.
Let me tell you something.
Male circumcision was introduced into English-speaking countries in the late 1800s as a method of treating and preventing masturbation.
Rape is a psychological phenomenon. It has nothing to do with whether a guy's circumcised. So the point being that the idea that it's going to curb one's sexual habits is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is no different, as Robin says, than female circumcision. And the practice of circumcision on young babies should be outlawed in this country and all over the world. It is an absolute crime
against
nature. Unless
it's a medical necessity.
That's right.
It's mutilation.
You know, I can't stand the fact that Fred has more sensation in his penis than I do.
Can you imagine?
I mean,
he's so docile.
Oh, the guy just walks around all day with a big smile.
He's happy.
Yeah.
Happy.
What is it, Richard Christie?
You know, we have a member of our staff who's uncircumcised.
Yeah, Sal.
Yeah.
And Fred.
And well, I don't know about
now.
Fred, but Sal's really, really horny.
Well, of course, look at the pleasure he gets that we don't.
You guys don't even know the ecstasy he's experiencing.
Now you understand why Sal goes to these
booths.
But I do that later. I do that after the growth.
Oh, to clean up.
No, I close my eyes and make believe it's something else instead of my
head. Listen, you're a very sick man. All right? You really are.
Howard, let me tell you something. Circumcision was probably the worst thing that ever happened to me growing up because it was the biggest joke in high school. People always made fun of it. And I was one of the guys who made believe that I was circumcised, and I really wasn't.
What I just said
was horrible.
Is that it should be the norm what you look like. and the exception, what I look like.
It looks like a stalk of celery.
It looks like a prosciutto hanging from a pork store.
Because we've been conditioned in this society to think that looks weird.
Yeah.
Are your kids circumcised?
Yes.
They are.
Because of what I went through, I wanted them circumcised.
You made a mistake.
I once had a one-night stand with a girl I was in love with, and she doesn't know because when you're at the growth, you can't tell. And in the morning, she woke up and saw it laying over the side of my thigh and screamed, and that was it.
You wish it laid over the side of your thigh. Get out of here. Right,
my dad's uncircumcised. I always thought it was weird. I thought something was wrong with her.
Was having sex with dumbass, and I said, sit
the computer like
that. All right. Thank you,
but
guys.
But anyway, in the studies, they say...
That would make the day perfect.
In the studies, they said it was inconclusive. They can't determine whether men are happier with or without a circumcision. But the effect of male circumcision on their female partners was examined, and the authors concluded that women preferred intercourse with an anatomically complete penis over that of a circumcised one.
Well, I will tell you, there's a guy I know, Frank Flores, who got a circumcision when he was an adult male. He had a problem with his foreskin.
Don't think it.
And after the operation, he was much happier. But he had had numerous infections and things because of he was irritated down there. So I don't know if we can go by him, but he claims after the circumcision it was better. But then again, he was out of pain. He had to have a medical...
Right. So, you're talking about a guy who had infections and stuff.
Yeah, for some reason he was getting irritated down there.
Yeah.
Of course it's better after that.
It's very difficult, though, to determine that. All I can tell you is thousands of sensitive nerve endings are cut away when a boy is circumcised, and it can't be right. I mean, think about it. Use your logic. You know, some dodo head. God didn't come up with circumcision.
Well,
I just told you
where it came from.
There you go.
Doctor who was, everybody was trying to curb the man's appetite.
Right. The man's appetite. The man. Right. Who would curb a man's appetite?
And it was guys thinking of this.
I know. It's a crime.
That's crazy.
It is absolutely criminal.